Tom teh budak ngora.
Tom is a young boy.
Maneh hoyong diajar sapaan.
He wants to learn greetings.
Indung naon anu ngabantu anjeuna.
His mother helps him.
Hello, Tom.
She says, "Hello, Tom."
Tom seuri sareng gabales, "Hello."
Tom smiles and replies, "Hi."
Tom indit ka sakola.
Tom goes to school.
Di sakola, maneh patepung jeung sobatna.
At school, he meets his friend.
Anjeun nyebut, "Selamat jing."
He says, "Good morning."
Ren Tom seuri.
Tom's friend smiles.
Dina diajar sakaligus.
They learn together.
Tom diajar selamat tinggal og.
Tom learns goodbye, too.
Patu happy.
He is happy.
Ayeuna, anjeuna tiasa nyapa sadayana.
Now, he can greet everyone.
Tropea nyata kota leutik di Italia.
Tropea is a small town in Italy.
Saben taun, maranehana ngagungkeun Estialged.
Every year, they celebrate a big festival.
Jalan-jalan pinuh ku jalma jeung warna.
The streets are full of people and colors.
Toko ngicali dahareu jalan anu raos.
The shops sell delicious street food.
Loba seueur jalma nu tuang pia sareng pasta.
Many people eat pizza and pasta.
Ayeuna aya pameran di unggal warna.
There are banners in every color.
Barudak seuri turu sareng ulin di lapangan.
Children laugh and play in the square.
Sagala jelemawa diantos kuptoan.
Everyone waits for the fireworks show.
Kota ngarasa bahagia jeung hirup.
The town feels happy and alive.
Mark mangrupakeun profesional ngora di umurna 20.
Mark was a young professional in his 20s.
Manha hoyong ngembangkeun karirna sareng patepang sareng jalma anyar.
He wanted to grow his career and meet new people.
Satu poe, manha nampa undangan ka acara jaringan.
One day, he received an invitation to a networking event.
He ngarasa eciteud jeung saeutik neros.
He felt excited and a little nervous.
Dina acara, manha patepang jeung seueur jalma anyar.
At the event, he met many new people.
Man ngenalkeun dirina sareng seuri.
He introduced himself with a smile.
Sadayana seuri turu balik sareng ngarasakeun obrolan.
Everyone smiled back and enjoyed the conversation.
Mark dia diajaran kudu nyatakeun ide na kalayan jelas.
Mark learned to express his ideas clearly.
Anjeuna nyandak kabagjaan ngabagi pangalamanana.
He enjoyed sharing his experiences.
Sakumaha mindeng anjeuna ngobrol, sakumaha percaya dirina janten.
The more he talked, the more confident he became.
Pamungkas, anjeuna ngaganti informasi kontak sareng batur.
Finally, he exchanged contact information with others.
Sanggeus kajadian, anjeuna ngaraos reueus kana hasil-hasilna.
After the event, he felt proud of his achievements.
Mark diajaranin ngawangun jaringan tepenting.
Mark learned that building a network is important.
Maneh, nyarita anu deui alam nu bakal datang.
He looked forward to more events in the future.
Sora wasihna pagelaran napoe nelepon nalika berita ngaluarkeun ngeunaan panyawana hawa Pakistan.
It was a bright sunny morning when the news broke about Pakistan's airspace closure.
Kaputusan sumping sacara teu diduga, ngantepkeun loba wisatawan anu kapaksa.
The decision came unexpectedly, leaving many travelers stranded.
Di antara aranjeuna teu ali, nu mangrupa murid ngora, anu nuju ka London pikeun atikanana.
Among them was a young student named Ali, who was flying to London for his studies.
Penerbangan na telat selama jam, sareng anjeuna ngarasa cemas sareng rustasi.
His flight was delayed for hours, and he felt anxious and frustrated.
Samentawis, Janice, saurang bisnis di New York, juga kapangaruhan kututupna.
Meanwhile, Janice, a businesswoman from New York, was also affected by the closure.
Anjeun dipiharep pikeun hadir di konferensi penting di Islamabad.
She was supposed to attend an important conference in Islamabad.
Nalika jam kaliwat, rustasi nyirorot di antara para penumpang.
As the hours passed, frustrations grew among the passengers.
Loba-loba nyuhun ka asalna masalah panggilan dan penerbangan.
Many started to complain about their missed connections and flights.
Maskapai judi ngabutuhkeun keur ngatur inlu penumpang nu hayang rebok penerbangana.
Airlines scrambled to handle the influx of passengers wanting to rebook their flights.
Sora anu preman, geusian tempat di bandara, sedengkeun jalma-jalma milarian solusi.
Frustrated voices filled the airport as people sought solutions.
Sanggeus sababaraha jam, sababaraha hiber akhirna diatur deui, mawa rasa legeh pikeun sabaraha urang.
After several hours, some flights were finally rescheduled, bringing relief to a few.
Tapi, seueur jalma anu kapaksa milarian akomodasi wengi.
However, many were forced to seek accommodation overnight.
Keterlambatan lalu lintas udara nyababkeun kekacauan di sabaraha bandara di sakuliah dunya.
The air traffic delays caused chaos in various airports around the world.
Di akhirna, pangaruhna kana lalampahan tepenting, tapi ketahanan sinar ngalangkungan.
In the end, the impact on travel was significant, but resilience shone through.
T.A. Chontant 2, film nyusulkeun leuwih jero kana kompleksitas protagonisna.
In The Accountant 2 Feet, the film delves deeper into the complexities of its protagonist.
Struktur narati sacara cermat dijieun, ngajaga pamirsa tep kalibet salami.
The narrative structure is meticulously crafted, keeping viewers engaged throughout.
Tema ngeunaan panebusan sareng moralitas ngagungkeun kuat sareng pamirsa.
The themes of redemption and morality resonate strongly with the audience.
Salajengna, pamekaran karakter nyayogikeun jandela kana kasulitan sareng kasuksan maranana.
Moreover, character development provides a window into their struggles and triumphs.
Kritikus geus nyebat ilmina pikeun naratina nu pikabunga jeung pagelaran anu standout.
Critics have praised the film for its compelling narrative and standout performances.
Saban aktor nyadikeun jero unik kana perana, ngaronjatkeun pangalaman sakabana.
Each actor brings unique depth to their roles, enhancing the overall experience.
Salian tiis, soundtrack ngalengkepan nada emosional tina film kalayan bagja.
Additionally, the soundtrack complements the emotional tones of the film masterfully.
Pacing, sanajan sakape, nyumbang penting pikeun ketegangan.
The pacing, although occasionally uneven, contributes significantly to the tension.
Akhirna, Akuntan 2 muncul salaku sequel anu penting, ngajadikeun rancise langkung luhur.
Ultimately, The Accountant 2 Feet emerges as a noteworthy sequel, elevating the franchise further.
Jadwal seni modern di akhir abad kehiji salapan nunjukkeun pergeseran penting dina ekspresi artistik.
The advent of modern art in the late 19th century marked a pivotal shift in artistic expression.
Eta tantangan konsi, ngabuka kemungkinan anyar pikeun seniman.
It challenged conventions, unveiling new possibilities for artists.
Impressionists, kalayan okusana kana cahaya sareng warna, ngarobih bentang lukisan.
The Impressionists, with their focus on light and color, transformed the landscape of painting.
Kubisme muncul sanalika, ngarepak barang kana bentuk geometris.
Cubism emerged shortly thereafter, breaking down objects into geometric shapes.
Pendekatan radikal ieu ngalakukeun usaha pikeun nangtukeun deui sudut pandang sareng hubungan spasial.
This radical approach sought to redefine perspective and spatial relations.
Surrealisme, kalayan gambaran saperti impian, terus nangtang watesan realitas.
Surrealism, with its dreamlike imagery, further challenged the boundaries of reality.
Ekspresi abstraksi muncul, nekenken mosi tibatan representasi.
Expressions of abstraction emerged, emphasizing emotion over representation.
Gerakana sanajan bra, ngabagi benang umum inovasi sareng pembangkangan.
These movements, while distinct, shared a common thread of innovation and rebellion.
Usi gaya mangrupikeun hal anu cdina karya seniman kontemporer anubda.
The fusion of styles is evident in the works of various contemporary artists.
Jadi, evolusi seni nyarita nilai sareng pandangan masyarakat anu robih.
Thus, the evolution of art reflects society's changing values and perceptions.
Dina gerakan seni modern geus sacara teu bisa dibantah mangaruhan ekspresi kreativitas kontemporer.
In conclusion, modern art movements have undeniably shaped contemporary creative expressions.